It was a rare, alarming public statement. One of the handful of members of Congress with the most access to America's secrets warned today of a, quote, serious national security threat. Congressional leaders have since described it as a, quote, serious but not urgent matter. Still, the warning rattled Washington and beyond, as U.S. officials at the same time worked to find at least a pause to the war in Gaza. Nick Schifrin is here following all of these developments and joins us now. So, Nick, what do we know about this national security threat?
Two officials confirmed to me that Russia recently showcased a new capability in space. Jeff, that is what this threat is all about. Russia regularly launches space launches. You see one right there. And the officials describe that Russia recently launched a new anti-satellite capability, meaning a satellite that can attack other satellites. The officials tell me that this satellite, which is possibly nuclear powered, has an electronic warfare capability to target American satellites that are essential for U.S. military and civilian communication. Now, that public statement that you just referred to right there was from Mike Turner, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. You see him right there. He is a voice for stronger national security, especially for Ukraine, which itself right now is facing serious threats from Russian electronic warfare. And of course, this comes as members in the House, especially in the Republican caucus, are resisting some support for Ukraine against Russia in the ongoing war there. After this statement was released by Turner, Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, acknowledged that he was actually supposed to brief Turner and others tomorrow about this matter. The intelligence committees had this intelligence about 2 to 3 weeks ago, according to the officials I speak to. And they say that while it is very, very important, it is not in any way imminent, as we heard Speaker of the House Mike Johnson admit today.
Last month, I sent a letter to the White House requesting a meeting with the president to discuss a serious national security issue that is classified. I want to assure the American people there is no need for public alarm. We are going to work together to address this matter, as we do all sensitive matters that are classified. And beyond that, I'm not at liberty to disclose classified information and really can't say much more.
No public alarm, Jeff, but clearly a concern that the U.S. has had for a long time about Russia's anti-satellite capabilities is clearly much higher with this new capability.
All right. Well, let's shift our focus to the Israel-Hamas war, which you're also tracking. Israel's prime minister appeared to take a hard line in negotiations that would pause the war to allow for the release of some Israeli hostages. What's the latest there?
Netanyahu today repeated his hard line that he has said multiple times. One, that there needs to be military pressure on Hamas in southern Gaza in order to make any progress on hostages. And he also again called Hamas's demands when it came to the hostages, quote, delusional. And so where we are is that Israel continues to have the hard line, but U.S. officials privately say that Netanyahu is allowing progress to be made on the hostage deal and that negotiations are ongoing, especially after meeting yesterday in Cairo with Israeli, U.S. spy chiefs and other diplomats. And so this is where we are on the hostage deal. As you recall, 2 weeks ago, Israel agreed to a plan negotiated by the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt to an initial six-week pause with three phases of hostage releases and three phases of pauses in the war. Hamas's counterproposal last week required an Israeli withdrawal from cities first and then from all of Gaza. Israel interpreted that as Hamas remaining in power. So where are we publicly? Netanyahu takes a hard line, and that helps him keep pressure militarily on Hamas, which the U.S. does believe helps in these hostage negotiations. It also helps relieve pressure on Netanyahu within his own government. Because, of course, his own coalition on the right wing, they don't want him to stop this war, and they don't want him to make a deal that would release hostages if it means the end of the war before Hamas is destroyed. So the bottom line, U.S. officials will believe that Netanyahu will allow progress to be made on the hostages as he threatens an assault on Rafah, that is the city in southern Gaza, where 1.3 million Gazans have fled. And the question tonight is, will Netanyahu allow more progress to be made first, or will there be an assault on Rafah?
Yeah. Well, bring us up to speed on Israel's effort in terms of taking out Hamas leadership.
So the target in Rafah right now, Jeff, is what Israel calls the final four battalions of Hamas's military capacity. The target in Khan Yunis, where Israel has been fighting ferociously for weeks, is underground. And that is the tunnels where Israel believes the leadership of Hamas is hiding. And Israel released yesterday this video that it says shows the leader of Hamas, Yair Sinwar, who walked out there, right there. You see that? That's an Israeli animation there, walking out with his family, with his children, and with his wife underneath a tunnel in Khan Yunis on October the 10th. And what Israel says is that Yahya Sinwar was surrounded by millions of dollars as well as civilians. But above ground in Khan Yunis, Israel continues the assault today. It ordered the evacuation of Nasser Hospital. And just this afternoon, Doctors Without Borders today criticized that evacuation order, saying that, quote, the people inside have nowhere to go. Either they become an Israeli target in the hospital or enter a, quote, apocalyptic landscape outside of it.
Wow. Nick Schifrin, thanks so much for that reporting. We appreciate it.
Thank you.